strategic maneuvers at audible command signal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
Jackalope Radio presents Movies Hate You. Movies Hate You, with your host, Rob Housechild.
Do the intro. Come on.
The intro's done, man.
Oh, come on. Hey, welcome to the Movies Hate You show.
Welcome to the Movies Hate You show.
God, the two. Hey, are we live or what?
We're live.
A couple of rehearsals.
We have a new we have a special guest tonight. Wait. Yeah, what's up?
It's a cat.
Yeah. That's our new second co-host, Pussy Galore.
Oh.
You don't like being on the radio, do you?
Yeah.
No.
She's more of a teen cat.
There are no animals harmed in the making of this show. Get out of here now. All right. So, yeah, that's right. This is the Movies Hate You show, isn't it?
It is.
The Wild Eye Releasing Radio Hour.
That's right. I'll never get used to that.
I will always be used to that.
Okay.
You know why?
Hmm.
Because I run Wild Eye Releasing.
You're Wild Eye.
I am Wild Eye. I am the Wild Eye guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
There you go. There we are.
Or as Beelzebub, the filmmaker, used to call me, queer eye for the wild eye or something. He's just remember that show?
Yeah,
queer eye for the straight guy.
Queer eye for the straight guy.
He used to queer eye for the wild eye guy.
Hmm.
But I'm not queer. You're the queer one.
No, I'm the Asian one.
That queer Asian.
They get confused
it's
a lot.
It's a little gray area there.
Doesn't mean queer.
A little bit of a gray area.
Yeah.
So
let me interject.
You are Mr. Ree, Lee Peterson, the incredible
Oscar right.
Co-host.
Yes.
Yes. And I am Rob. And that's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. Todd Sheets producing in the booth.
Yay.
Spinning the dials. Todd, how much time we have left?
Yeah.
How are you doing on time?
3 seconds.
3 seconds, okay. Real quick.
By the way, worst intro ever to this show was tonight. Thank you.
Well, you know, I think it's a live thing. You know, I think we
I find it very contrived to come on with this. You know, I listen to a lot of radio, and these guys always start with the same thing every show. You ever notice that?
Hmm. I don't listen to that much.
You don't listen to any talk radio?
I did a little, but not that much.
It's always the same thing. Like, you know, hello, you know, mom and pop America, coast to coast.
Radio guy.
Yeah, the radio guy voice. Yeah, I hate that.
2 minutes past the hour.
Yeah,
beautiful
it's that
kind of day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they got like...
It, you gotta get the 2 minutes past the hour right here on KJO 95.
Right, we need to do 15 quarter hour sweeps, right, Todd?
Yeah. Can we do traffic?
Yeah.
Where should we do traffic, though? Because the internet could be, people could be like in Bangkok listening to this. We can do the traffic in Bangkok every 15 minutes.
And how about weather is pleasant?
The weather's great everywhere.
Weather's great, but hey, don't expect tomorrow to be like today. Tomorrow's
right.
Going to be quite different.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So.
Would you like some apple?
Be prepared. Are you going to really, seriously, you're going to eat an apple on.
Why not? I'm hungry.
No reason.
Can you hear that, Todd? That's making no noise.
Yes.
Nobody can even tell I'm eating an apple, okay?
Is that our new sponsor, Apples?
Apple Computers.
Oh, I got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the Movies Hate You Show, sponsored by Apple.
By Apple.
Steve Jobs signed a deal with me right before he died.
You know, I could use a new
computer.
I don't
think he knew he was signing the deal with me, but he signed a deal.
It's sort of like George Harrison signing those guitars on his deathbed. Do you remember
that's
that?
Right. That's right. And giving that tape over to those filmmakers who made Paul McCartney's Really Dead.
Right, right. Yeah. Which we reviewed way back in the archives.
Way back then.
Yeah.
Go back in the archives. If they ever go up,
yeah, they
you can hear. Yeah,
they're under construction right now. Yeah. The archives are under construction. You would think from looking at the archives that we've done about 6 shows, and we've done, what, like 30, 40? How many shows do you think we've done?
Doesn't no, we've matter. Been doing this like a year and a half. So figure at least 30.
Yeah.
We haven't done every week. Who the hell wants to listen to this?
Who cares?
Who cares? Why are we talking about this?
I got a
this?
Question for you, Rob.
It's like off-air talk. Yes, stump me.
Who did you vote for in the Pope? Who'd you vote? You're a Catholic, right? So who'd you vote for?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm a Catholic.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
Well, I was. Well, I guess once you're back, I was.
You
baptized.
Get a card, right? You get a card.
I went through those demotions. I was forced, like child abuse. You know, when they force you to like, they pour the water on your head, and they force you to go confirm this Holy Spirit in you.
But you're not making a connection between the Catholic Church and child abuse, are you? Because that would be news. That's news.
Well, I'm looking back in my own childhood and saying it was a form of abuse, a psychological abuse.
Oh.
It wasn't a physical abuse. Okay. They did pour the water on the head. That's
were you homely?
Am I homie? Am I your homie?
Is that
man?
Why there was no child, no abuse?
Yes, I was a fat, ugly child, so the priest didn't want. Even though I was an altar boy, the priest never did anything to me.
Oh,
it was all the other cute boys that were molested.
See, even in the Catholic Church, it's a popularity contest. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You think
priests don't have criteria?
Boy would be one criteria.
Male.
Here would be another one. Another
breathing.
optional. But probably, yeah. Probably.
You're never gonna win the vote for Pope with the way you're talking about the church.
I didn't
You know, we're broadcasting from the Midwest, even though we're in New York City, technically.
Mm. In the shadow.
In the shadow of New York City. I like that. Yeah, I forgot that part. That's how we should start the show. Movies hate you so direct from the shadow of New York City, or just from the shadows of New York City.
Shadows. That sounds better.
It sounds racist, though.
It sounds a little racist.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to call us, we're live tonight.
Hey,
310-928-7857.
If you prefer, 310-ZAT-SUCKS. That's ZATSUKS.
Which, if you listened a few weeks ago, we figured out on the keypad.
That being
the film Zat, ZATT, but we only have one T in our Zat.
Wait, right? Is it ZAAT?
Or is it Zat? Is it Zat or Zat?
I think it's two A's.
I thought it was two T's.
Anybody who knows how to spell this, give us a call.
You played the movie at your theater.
I did play the movie. I love that movie. Blood Waters of Dr. Z.
Yeah.
AKA. I think it's two A's. Z-A-A-T. Zat.
So we're still misspelling it.
Well, you have
I'm choking on this apple.
You have to take the numbers you're given. So 310-928-7857 is the number.
Light up the phones. We want to talk about movies tonight, right?
Movies.
Is that what the show's about?
Movies. Enough about the Pope. Movies. Did the Pope ever make any movies?
Yeah, but you can't see them.
They're
in the Vatican vaults.
Those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was the Pope Must Die. Remember that? Which they retired.
the Pope Must Die.
Because they were afraid of what? People would.
The church
kill
was.
The
yeah.
Pope?
No, they were. It was considered an offense. And this is a throwaway loser comedy to begin with, so who cares? Hmm. One of the Monty Python guys.
No, I mean, it was actually good. Wasn't it Robbie Coltrane, I think, was.
That doesn't mean it was good.
No, it doesn't, but.
I don't remember it being any good.
Oh, well. If you liked The Pope Must Die It, or The Pope
if
Must
you
Die
liked The Pope Must Die It,
give us a call. Tell us what you liked about it. I don't think I saw it, actually.
but you remember it being good.
I didn't see it,
but I remember it being bad. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nuns on the Run, remember that? That's maybe
I thought the same movie.
That's Eric Idle, isn't that, right?
Yes. Isn't Eric Idle in both?
I don't know, maybe. If only we had a Mac computer, we could look that
There's
up.
There's one on the way because Apple's our new sponsor.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Go ahead, Nuns on the Run. You keep
going. Nuns on the Run, not to be confused with Sister Act or Sister Act 2.
Or Killer Nun with Joe D'Alessandro.
Killer Nun, that's a whole different... or None of That, N-U-N.
None of That, Richard Griffin's movie. It's a great movie. Nuns on the Run is Robbie Coltrane and Eric Idle.
Oh, well, maybe okay. A Pope Must Die is the other fat Brit.
The Pope Must Die at... No, it's Robbie Coltrane.
It is Robbie Coltrane, so that was part of his Catholic trilogy, I guess.
There's no Monty Python in Pope Must Die. Nah. Only Alex Rocco.
Alex Rocco and Paul Breitkamp.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I don't want to talk about nun movies.
No more of that.
Killer Nun sucked.
What?
Killer Nun sucked. It was awful.
What sucked?
Killer Nun.
Killer Nun.
Get out of here, Todd.
Man,
get out
I was
of here.
Pissed. I was excited. I was ready for some nunsploitation, and I got boredom.
Which one is Killer Nun?
It's the one with Joe D'Alessandro.
Oh. I love Joe D'Alessandro.
Yeah, but it's enough to make you sleep, let me tell you.
Mm.
Give it a try sometime, you'll snore.
You should do a Killer Nun movie, Todd.
I'm planning on it. I did a Killer Nun video for Dissension with lesbian demon nuns, and it was awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you know what there are a lot of filmmakers who do that. They go into the Catholic stuff, and I mean, the Catholics are like the least likely to retaliate against your film. No one even cares anymore.
Yeah,
it's not controversial anymore. Like a nun with the white eyes turns around, bleh, gonna get you. It's done. It's played out.
Yeah, I suppose to some degree, but then the Devils is still MIA, right? The Devils has never gotten a true uncut video release. Ken Russell's The Devils.
But is that because the church is doing something to stop it, or some kind of rights issue, or where is it?
I don't know exactly. I mean, a couple of times I think MGM has announced that they're going to do a full-blown uncut, and then I think they bowed to pressure. And I don't know whose pressure it was, but they've pulled it. I think their excuse was they couldn't find some of the elements they thought they had, but they were bootleg. I mean, everybody's
the elements they couldn't find were their nuts.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just seems ridiculous in this day and age that kind of stuff would matter to anyone.
Yeah.
Plus, picking the easiest, the most docile target. Like, I want to see these horror filmmaker tackle Islam with the same kind of nastiness and anti-religion approach they would a Christian or Catholic movie. That would show real cojones in 2013. Don't you agree?
Totally. I mean, it may be a filmmaker that has two heads, so he could lose one without without worrying. I mean, I think, you know, everybody should. I think that they should Hollywood should announce a big Muhammad biopic, and every studio should do it. You know, the thing about killing the people who draw cartoons or whatever is, if only a couple of people are doing it, then it's easy to find those people. If everybody's doing it, then they're going to have to say, okay, well, we lost.
Now, if you can't show Muhammad, so you would save money on the actor too.
I guess you could have James Earl Jones, or maybe Morgan Freeman do the voice.
Yeah,
I don't think you're supposed to depict the voice either.
What can you depict?
You can't depict anything.
Well, how did South Park do? They put a sheet over him, right, or a horse costume or something?
It was a bear costume. That's
what it was. So.
And that they still didn't like that.
Of course, they didn't like it,
and. They won't rerun that episode because of that.
Here in the States?
Yeah, anywhere.
Well, obviously not in Iran. They're not going to run it. They didn't run the first time.
Probably not.
In the Middle East.
But the greatest thing is, though, there were two episodes that dealt with Muhammad, at least two. And one of them, they bleeped the word Muhammad. Have you seen that? It's hilarious. I've seen it. I have it both ways, because on the DVD box set, I think they...
Unbelieve it.
the uncut, the unbelieved. Hmm. And it's just so insane because unless you know what they're talking about, you have no idea what they're talking about. All the context is gone. So you're like, there's a guy in a bear suit, and his name is...
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's unbelievable.
So unless you're told what it is...
Right. You would never know in the entire episode. The funniest thing about that, though, is that I read an interview with Trey and Matt about the controversy about the Muhammad thing and depicting Muhammad, and Trey said, well, you know, the real irony in this is that we did a show back in like the first or second season, back when they were still under the radar, that depicted Muhammad. I don't remember under what circumstances, but it was a cartoon character. And in the opening montage of South Park, still, they have a wide shot, and it's basically all the characters of South Park waving at you, and he's in that shot. And so for all these years, Muhammad's been on television,
mm-hmm.
and they just didn't know it. It was never called to their attention, right. So every stinking day he was on TV.
So now, after giving that interview, have they gone back and cut out this?
Well, actually, I think it might. I think they might redo it every, like, retool
okay,
it every
so
season.
It,
so
it's gone.
It's gone.
But it was on for years.
It was on for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he got one over on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Wow.
It's hilarious.
Wow, isn't that great? Free speech got over on somebody. Isn't that something? What a win.
It's a win.
Yeah.
If you're a Muslim,
and if you're a Muslim,
any problems with what we just said, give us a call.
Yeah, like that Muslim that called in the Peach Show the one night. That crazy Muslim, Todd. Yeah. You remember that?
I do. That was nuts.
Mm. I don't know, that maniac. What are we looking at calls here? Let's take a call. All right, let's do it. What's the matter? Phone system not working?
Not working, guys. Not working.
All right. Technical problems.
All right,
okay.
Well, let's make a call then. How about that?
Hey.
What do you think, Todd? You want to make a call?
If you want to make a call, we can make a call.
Yeah, let's make a call.
Who are we going to call?
We're going to call, let's see. Where's Todd here? How do I send him?
This would be a prank call.
We're going to do like prank calls.
Prank calls. Live.
One thing
on
we love doing.
Air.
No, it's right here.
Dead air.
On.
I know, dead air, man.
Dead air is okay, man. It's internet radio.
You get this going, and I want to say, before I forget...
Yeah, you have a movie review to give us this week, by the way.
Well, let's get to that later, but first of all, last week we lost a giant in the wrestling business.
Yeah.
Paul Bearer. William Moody. Moody? A.K.A. Percy Pringle. Not to pop my peas, but Paul Bearer was great. I loved him. He was the manager of The Undertaker and Kane.
Mm.
He used to carry an urn that supposedly had The Undertaker.
I'm making a call, but I don't know to where.
Anyway, 58 years old, and he died.
Okay. R.I.P.
Do
a prank.
You do it. Ask for Todd Sheets movies.
Yeah, right. That'd be a short call. Todd didn't even hear that. Nothing's open in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. It's still morning. It's probably closed by now, isn't it?
Everything closes at 5, and the church is open at 6. You gotta be kidding.
Closer than you know, brother.
Well, can't win them all.
No, I'll give you another number.
It was gonna be funny, folks.
Yeah, we promise.
Forbidden transport.
Well, that was fun and exciting. Wow, boy, great radio. Great radio. Great times.
This has to be the worst episode we've ever done.
So far.
For all our new listeners, we swear it's better.
We're usually better than this.
Yeah.
Check our archives if you don't believe us.
Exactly. Go into those Jackalope archives, man.
We're working it. They should be up there by Wednesday.
Yay.
Awesome.
Wednesday night. It'd be like Thursday morning.
Wednesday of March? Wednesday?
Yeah, it'll be like Thursday morning probably when they're up there. Well, at least three of them.
Okay, so they're going up Wednesday. You can hear them on Thursday.
Yeah, because it happens overnight. It'll take me like 4 hours to upload the damn thing.
So in Midwest hillbilly time, that's what, like 6 months? What are we talking here?
We're talking Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm back, baby.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear our old shows.
It's kind of difficult when you got production stuff. Shit.
Oh, hey, whoa. Cut out that last...
Yeah, cut out
I forgot it's not Saturday.
Oh, jeez. Oh, what is the FCC going to say to you?
They're not listening.
So what was that, 310-928-7857?
I just exposed one of my breasts.
310-928-7857.
Now, you see, now, in my opinion, Todd, you go too over the top. You know, like a good radio announcer, it's just in the voice. The delivery is right. You don't have to push it. You're pushing it.
You gotta push it. That's the way it is.
Hey, Todd's been doing
this
a while.
That's like Don Pardo.
And here's Rob Housechild.
That's the what's the guy who did the Price is Right? Remember that guy, Johnny?
Come on down.
Yeah, completely insane.
Was he?
I think so. He had to be nuts.
Why, to do that?
To do that, yeah.
To imagine just doing that and getting paid?
But, yeah, well.
I liked it.
How's that phone call coming?
Man, the phone call, I gave up on the phone. What the hell?
I got another. No, we're a bunch of losers. You guys give up on one try. One attempt at anything, it's over. No wonder the archives aren't up.
Okay, let me try this. Hold on, we're going to try again. Man, yeah, why am I calling people in this town?
Cause, man, I want to get you in trouble.
Don't get me in trouble.
I don't want trouble here. I don't want any trouble in New York. I want trouble by you.
There's no good here. There's no good that can come of this.
Mm.
You'd be lucky if you even get a damn thing on around here.
What time does everything close around there?
Six. Well, as soon as it gets dark, the sidewalks go up, and that's it.
The sidewalks go. They. That's when they come out. Yeah. We all go inside then.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Incoming mail.
Mm. Oh, we got phone calls.
Mail. We do. Where are the calls from?
Let's forget about
the
that.
Calls are coming from inside the house.
You're on.
No, I'm not going to do the prank. I'm.
Don't say prank when the phone's ringing. What if they pick up and they hear the word?
Ixnay on the anchor prank.
Freaks.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, hell.
Are you kidding me? One more, Todd. Let's go.
What kind of a world
this
are we
is like
living
the wor-
in?
This is the worst. This is like called producing radio while going, like as you go.
Yeah,
you know?
On the fly.
On the fly producing.
Seat of your pants radio, we'll call it. Can we change the name?
Now, we don't have a producer that would set this up ahead of time for us and check these.
I wasn't told to set it up ahead of time.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Jesus, man, I'm sitting around here going, what in the hell?
Are you calling this new one I just gave you?
Well, not yet. Because you just gave it to me. But it's the one you just gave me.
Give it to you, Sheets.
You haven't given me one yet.
I just did.
I'm looking.
There. There. There.
Whoa.
There. 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 How many times did I just...
That's the one I just called.
No, that's a new one.
It's not.
Not. I haven't heard that since I was 15. Thank you.
I freaking called that one.
All right, hold on.
Jesus.
I love this, man. I love this.
What
this
the hell
this...
are people at home doing? They're tuning out.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Them.
How many
we
have we dropped? Good.
Golly. People don't want to hear us talking on a phone?
No. They'd rather hear us on Skype.
That's better.
This is turning into the Dr. Gene Scott show.
I know.
I'm just going to sit here until you send the money in.
That's right.
Just going to sit here and stare at the camera.
Play that song. No more songs.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Don't do that on my show.
Oh.
Please.
Now we
don't do stupid things like that on my show. It makes us look like idiots.
Did you clear that song? Do we got to pay for the rights for that?
I'm clear.
Yeah,
he
sends $50 a month to like Warner Brothers. He can play whatever he wants, right, anytime for as long as he wants. You didn't know that?
Like the guys, Cherry need the
guys
money.
Better be ready.
Yeah, of course they do. They're exterminators now.
I have a friend who got high with him. Wild Cherry.
I could care less. That's a story we don't need to hear.
Did you ever think you're going to hear that story?
Oh, I'd rather hear your story about you were on TV today.
Oh, well, no.
How's that call doing?
It's supposed to be going through. Look.
You've got the worst phone systems in Kansas City. I mean, you really do. Can you call Walmart for me? I mean,
the damn, you know.
Ooh.
I don't know what the hell's going on, guys. I think we're about done with this phone calling thing.
Oh, I see. So you don't feel like doing it anymore, so you're pretending there's a technical...
No, there is an error.
And it's saying we're done with the phone call thing.
There's an error, all right.
I'll grab the house phone here and make the call and hold it up to the microphone if I have to.
Hold on, here we go.
Don't produce this show, pal.
Hang on, gotta get rid of this one. All right, hang on.
I think I sent them the number too many times.
No, it's okay. I've got it, but the thing is... Here we go. Gonna try again. They answered last time, but they couldn't hear. We couldn't hear or something.
Oh God! So they heard us.
It's
all your mystery. I don't know what to do.
I cannot do. It's your idea.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Hello.
Yay. How's it going?
Who is this?
Who's this? I'm trying to call Ray's.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
I'm sorry, you have a good night. Worst prank call ever. You hear that? Yeah. Worst prank phone call ever.
And then
it wasn't even the right place.
You call four times, and then the fifth time you say, hey, this is Ray, any messages for me? Is that the prank?
I like that. Yeah. There's another number here I'm going to do. Hang on. Here we go. This is Ray. There, I like it. Yeah. This is Ray.
That's an old one.
Is somebody? Oh, is it?
Yeah. You know, I think we need to script some of these out.
I'll forget about scripting. If we're going to script that, then we have to do a separate show on Jackalope prank phone calls. I cannot hear Todd at all.
Here we go, guys.
What is it?
It's that last number you gave me.
Okay.
Try it again.
I did the first one. You do this one.
Raise over 21.
Yeah, hi. You have adult videos, right?
Correct.
Okay. Could I check on a title?
Huh?
Could I check on a title to see if you have it?
He doesn't. I don't have them in the computer like that.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I have and what I don't have.
I see. Do you know the types that you might have?
Or, yeah.
Do you have like interracial?
Yes.
You do. Which races do you have?
Black men with white women, white men with black women with white men.
And black men with black women? Oh, yes. That wouldn't be interracial. I'm sorry, that would not be interracial, would it?
White guys with black men, black women. And then black guys with white girls, with white women.
Oh, you said that one already.
Yeah.
What about like mulatto, like not all black and not all white, but like kind of Obama like ish? I mean, is there like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I'm not for sure because I'm not.
I guess they in the business they call it half breed, like that. Like, is that ringing any bells?
I don't know. Yeah, it rings bells, but I'm not for sure if I have any of them or not.
Yeah, and like Asian, like, like Japanese man and like a Jewish woman.
I probably do. I have all different kinds.
Right. Okay. So I should come down and take a look.
Yeah.
Okay. What time do you close?
I close at 12.
At noon?
Midnight.
Midnight. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Crazy asses.
Was that? Were we clear? That was the best prank phone call I've ever seen. You got it in you. I told you. That was the best. That was like writing itself as it went along, like we had staged it. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Brilliant. You have like an
Asian woman with a Jewish guy. I don't really know. in Kansas City, interracial begins and ends at black guy and white.
I told
woman.
You that already.
Really no other, there's really no other psychological like perversion in the white guy's mind in Missouri that is not beyond that. Right. Forget it. Mr. Reed fell off his chair. He's red.
Oh, I'm half red.
That's a good one. See, now I'm saying, forget the movie stuff. Let's just do prank calls all the time. But it's movie related. You see what I'm saying? Now watch Josh. Now? Josh Hadley's going to steal his idea and start doing prank phone calls.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, Lord, poor woman. She was very
poor
nice.
Poor woman.
She was very, very accommodating.
Yeah, the way poor nice. Woman. You didn't go no, over there and slap her around or something. I mean, come on. Having a little fun.
Just having a little fun. Nobody gets hurt. Everybody calm
perfect,
down.
Perfect, man. You're a regular Salt. Jim Florentine. Yeah? All right, now what? Kentucky
now what?
Fried chicken.
Oh, no. Now, you can, you do it. You do
what? What should I do? Tell me what to do. I'll do it. Tell me who to call.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, I don't. I just threw that out. I'm just making crap up. What do they have there? Porno shops and Kentucky Fried Chickens. What else is in Kansas City?
Liquor stores.
I can't hear.
Porno shops.
What?
Do you have liquor stores too?
Liquor stores, porno shops, period.
Check cashing places.
Liquor stores. Do they sell that Four Loko out there, Todd?
I wouldn't know because, you know, I don't drink.
Okay. Well, I don't either, but I.
Yeah.
You know that about me.
I watch TV. It's like a malt liquor. It's probably an urban thing.
Yeah, I mean, let's. I got an idea. Let's call a liquor store and ask for a Jim Beam in a bottle.
And then let him out.
Yeah.
Now,
oldie but goodie.
What if one of these guys starts cursing at us though?
So then. Hit the 7-second delay button.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Cursors.
Why would they call? We're calling and just asking questions.
We're being nice.
Yeah. You know, people in the Midwest are helpful. They just want to help.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So that's a misconception about...
No. A stranger is just a friend you haven't met.
Whatever, dude. Not in this town. Stranger is someone who's going to mug you in the next 43 seconds. I guess you're the wrong damn thing if you're thinking that.
Todd, have you ever been to Raised Over 21 shop?
No.
Why don't I believe you?
It's okay. I'm just telling you.
Did you recognize her voice? The clerk?
No, because I've never been there.
Yeah, okay.
No, bull crap. Yeah, no, he's been there. Come on, please. I almost said, this is Todd Sheets, member number 6234. I'd like to hold a couple films for later on for pickup.
Oh, can I throw a good story in here just now that's related?
Okay.
And this is going to be a blind item, okay? A blind item in the gossip columns is where they don't tell you the name of the person, but they tell you the details, and you have to guess who it is.
Okay.
But here's the deal.
But you never give away who it is.
I'm not going to give away who this is, but you call us up.
Yeah.
Or email us, even better. Email us.
MovieshateYou@gmail.com.
And we'll tell you who it is, okay?
Okay. But 310-928-7857. Okay.
You're only going to get it because we don't need any libel or slander lawsuits or anything. Okay. So I'm working at a video store in New York. This is several years ago. This is the 90s, mid-90s. Video store back when it was VHS. VHS only.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. A guy comes in, an A-list actor. A-list actor, I'm talking.
A-list then or A-list now?
A-list then. He's still...
you would know him today.
You would definitely know him.
He's still active.
He's in several big genre movies.
Okay.
I'll put it that way, right?
Okay.
Comes in to the video store. Now, this video store had a very unique and very wide-ranging adult section.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your typical adult movies, but imported stuff that's quite racy, quite The disgusting, in my opinion.
The German animal stuff.
German stuff. Nothing animal. No animal, okay. But German excrement.
Okay. Movies. Okay. Okay. Your favorite. Right. Yeah.
So
caviar and champagne.
Champagne.
As they call them.
Yes. In the business. So guy comes in, A-list actor, comes up to the counter with three big jumbo video boxes.
Clamshells.
Clamshell boxes. I hope I can say these words on the radio. I probably can.
Use the German words if you can. Yeah.
The
Scheiße.
The title of the first one was I Drink Piss.
that was
the title of the movie, okay?
No, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, that's the title of the movie.
Okay.
And that's the one I can say on the air.
Now, this actor, was this actor in these films that they were renting?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Not a German... Not a German actor. Okay, so he rents these. Now,
can you say this?
You had to.
Was it volume 1, 2, and 3? What were the other two?
They were different. The second one was another more extreme, the same ilk. But the third one, and this was a move that everybody always did when they were renting adult movies. Yes. They always put a good one. They put Potemkin on top.
Yeah, right.
So you won't notice.
Right.
Yeah, I'll just have. Couple of ballpoint pens and a pint of Jack and comb.
Yeah.
I think you won't even notice.
So
his third one
was these greeting cards and these condoms.
Yes. So this particular store, you had to set up a membership before you could rent. So it was a 10-minute procedure of filling out
any store. Yeah,
I suppose. Yeah, he had to fill out some stuff and he had to present a credit card and a photo ID, and of course. Looking at the photo, it was exactly who I thought it was. He, with his head held high, rents these videos, takes them out. The next day, comes in, returns them all. They're all rewound, and he closes his account.
Huh.
Now, if you want to know who
this
A-list actor
was
or is,
right,
who rented... And nothing wrong with it. Hey, you know, let your freak flag fly, baby.
I want to know what the other two films were, though.
The second one was called Pissitini.
Pissitini?
Pissitini. I don't know what the American title would be.
Todd, can we say that?
You can.
You can't.
We can't say Pissitini?
It sounds like an Italian car.
We said it, so it's too late.
Pissitini.
We've set a precedent.
It's a Pissitini.
It's a Pissitini.
It's an Italian car we're talking about. Come on, man. A Pissitini.
It's just a Pissitini. And so,
Todd, I can't hear you, Todd. What are you in the other room practicing guitar again? Are you still listening to the show?
I said it's okay. Go ahead.
Way to raise.
Oh, he said it's okay
21.
To say Pissitini.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and what was the legit film?
The legit one was.
What was it, like Terror Vision or something?
No, it wasn't quite that legit. It was a girl.
Oh, so the third
Where
one
the
was...
Boys Aren't Part 7, but it was like a higher production value. So it was still the ringer of the three.
Right.
You know, it was the I'm normal.
I'll take this American, yeah. mm-hmm. you know, studio made pornographic film,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just and did he come up and the bad ones were kind of upside down, so the back of the box?
No, see that's what I admire the most about this guy is his head was held high. He looked me square in the eye,
and I
had to go through the whole spiel with you have to rewind them. If you don't rewind them, there's a dollar fee. Blah blah blah. You're allowed three when you're counting.
He didn't have a disguise on.
No disguise.
The fake mustache.
Nothing at
Sunglasses.
All.
Sunglasses.
Nothing.
Sunglasses and like a little, you know,
nothing.
Boy, a little hat, like a little Frank Sinatra, like a little.
He wasn't trying to
like a little William Burroughs hat, you know?
Right.
Yeah. No.
Oh no, nothing at all.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. He had like a face mask on, like a shield covering his head, like a football helmet.
Not that I noticed. No. And he looked me square in the eye. Well, one of his eyes was kind of off to the side, but
he was
mostly
looking at
Pissitini. Square in the eye.
You had a poster of Pissitini.
We're giving you hints here, folks, but it's not going to work.
No, you need to call. You need to write.
Send us an email at what?
MoviesHateYou@gmail.com. How much simpler can I make it for you?
Right. Do you want to know who this was? Do you want to know the a facet of a very famous person? Just a facet.
Do you think anybody really cares?
I care. I would care if I was listening to this.
Really?
I would go,
you would?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not really a blind item if we give away the answer, even off air.
Well, it's a, no, publicly it's a blind item, but I mean, if you take Michael Musto aside, I'm sure he'll tell you who some of these people are that he writes about that he can't, for legal reasons.
Right. Right, okay.
Spell out, because once it's in print, once it's on the air, I've said it.
Yeah, it's forever.
And if somebody wants to sue me.
Absolutely. It's defamation.
Right.
That's right. Now, is that like, is there like a attorney-client privilege in that transaction? Like you, I go to the video store, I give you my credit card and my ID, I make, join your membership. That's not public knowledge. Unless the feds wanted it, you can't, that you can't like look that up in a book somewhere or on the internet.
Right.
Guys, we have a phone call.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Wait a minute.
You're on the air with Movies Hate You.
Turn your radio down.
Hello?
This is...
Oh, sorry. I think I've got the wrong number. Sorry.
Good. No, it's okay. Stay with us. Hello? Oh, man.
That was a setup.
Our first call.
That was a setup. That was somebody in the
Come
other room.
Come on.
That was Ray's over 21 calling back. They want to know when Todd's coming in for this... pissy teen movies.
They want to know how you define Jewish.
Yeah.
I think I found one here, hon, but I'm not sure. Can you tell me what a Jew looks like? I think I see one on here.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So what was that? What was that, Griff or somebody who set up?
No, it wasn't a setup. It was someone who called in and decided that they weren't going to do it. That's how it is. What? People are afraid to hear themselves on the radio, man.
They didn't have the wrong number because I heard the show on in the background.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, so, or do we go to the wrong number? They were afraid to ask the question.
Well, no, that's...
Here's the thing. You're telling them to call in for the answer. Can't do it.
Well, no, I won't give you the answer over the phone. If you call in...
You promise them the name.
No. Well, nobody's going to call me.
Somebody just said, and I think he figured it out that he wasn't going to get the name, so he said, forget it. Nah. Yeah, I got the wrong number. I was looking for pizza.
Call up. And you can and we'll talk to you off air, and we'll give you the name.
Call up, and we'll give you the email address to get the answer. Otherwise, we'll just give it to you right now, right? But if you call, we'll give it to you again, so you get it twice. See what I'm saying? If I say movieshateyou@gmail.com, and I said that, now 5 minutes from now, you've forgotten it. If you call up, I'll be forced to say the email address again. You'll get it twice. We have to do something special if they call in, pal.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Maybe somebody's... that guy was trying to prank us. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is this a phone call?
I have no idea.
Oh, God. Is this show almost over? How much time we have left?
Oh, too much. Hey, wait.
A couple minutes.
Yeah, a couple minutes, which leads me to...
You guys are good. You guys got about 12, 13 minutes.
I know, good brother. You have... A movie review for us.
Oh.
Let's go. Every week I'm going to torture you with a film.
Okay.
This week coming up, I've got a new one for you.
Okay.
That you're going to review. Now, Mr. Reed's going to get back to reviewing. I got a couple emails saying, what happened to the reviews?
Really?
Sometimes he would take up the whole show reviewing a movie.
Yeah.
Is the most thorough and slowest movie reviewer in radio history. And I like that. This is a positive thing.
Measured. Very measured.
Measured and disciplined, yes. So, next week you're reviewing this, and you want to give a little appetizer, it's the theatrical version, too.
Can I leave the shrink wrap on?
No, you can do like a Lester Bangs and just review the outer shell and like the cover. You can just review the fonts.
You can judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Yeah.
That's not true. This stars a very famous comedian.
Joe Torre?
No, Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris is a Garrett very Morris. Famous... Garrett Morris is not the A-list actor we're talking about, by the way. So
that wasn't Garrett Morris that came in, though. Okay, you know, but he is from New York, right? He would have been...
I guess
here,
so.
Here's my thing about your story, and I believe it, and I know it's true, and we've talked about it off the air. But, like, okay, I'm in New York City in the 90s. Now, I remember New York in the 90s. You can go to Times Square and get... You can go into a store and buy any kind of sick, perverted... XXX movie you wanted, all
you
that,
have a phone call.
All this stuff. This okay, fine.
Hang on, here we go. You're live with Movies Hate You.
Hey,
hi,
hello.
Hey, how you doing? It's my first time calling. Long time listening.
I just had a quick question. I just tuned in to your show.
Okay.
And I just picked up something about porn and football masks, something like that. If you could just summarize what that was about, I really appreciate it. And the second question is, Lee, are you really an Asian man, or is that like some shtick that you put on? And thank you, and cheers for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for calling. Wait, yes. So he wants to retell the story about your...
The story, I won't retell the story, but we're talking about something that happened to me in a video store. I used to work in a video store years ago in New York City. And
you're going to retell the story?
I'm going to tell briefly. A thumbnail,
why don't you send them to the archives?
A thumbnail version of the story is that an A-list actor came in and rented some disgusting porn. In my book, to the Germans, it's not so disgusting.
Or to this actor,
whatever. Or to what? Yeah,
maybe he was just curious.
And I can't say the name on the air because we might get sued. You never know. But this is a guaranteed A-list film actor, still making movies.
Heavy genre credits.
Heavy genre credits. I can think of three major genre movies
that you probably have on your shelf.
That. Yeah, and that's all. Asian. No, I'm not Asian. I'm actually black. That's all.
Are you black?
Yeah, I'm black.
No. You look Asian to me.
Do I have to prove it?
Oh, yeah. Right, speaking of black.
Speaking
of
black.
Your movie for next week. Your movie is... I hope that caller, thanks for calling, and I hope that answered your question. You can go back in the archives when Todd puts them up next summer. You can listen to the
Thursday.
Show. Thursday,
Thursday
in this century. Speaking of black, I have this new film for you. It's an all-black cast film, what you would have called a blaxploitation film, but it's a blaxploitation comedy called Pawn Shop, starring Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live. You are going to take this. We're going to take this DVD and you're going to review it next week on the show.
I'll review it right now, man.
No.
I won't even break the seal on this.
You're going to put it in your player and you're going to review it. Now, what movie did you watch for us, for the Movies Hate You audience, to review this week?
Oh. You mean Bath Salt Zombies?
Bath Salt Zombies, exactly.
A title ripped from yesterday's headlines. Ripped from last year's headlines.
Well, you know, it's like, you know.
There's a lead time, sure.
Yeah, man.
I get it.
It's not like the old days where you could, you know, make a picture within 6 months of news and it's still timely. We have a 24-hour news cycle these days.
Right.
It's not like Corman could read the paper and then, you know, by the next spring there was a movie that came out. That news was still circulating and just getting to guys in Kansas City. You know, the way news traveled back then, and it was fresh in those drive-in markets.
But, on the other hand, now, anybody with a video camera can make a movie and have it on the street the next day, basically.
But if you want to make a movie with two people in a room talking. Hmm. But Bath Salt Zombies, to me, sounds like there's a little bit of action in it. There's some zombie carnage, some ripping flesh and eating. You have to make all that stuff. It's all special effects.
Well, it's actually CGI.
Mostly. Okay. That takes time.
Not all CGI takes time.
Okay.
The CGI in this film, for instance, doesn't appear to have taken too much time.
Okay.
I'm panning the movie.
Okay.
In case you haven't guessed. I want to like it. You know what? It's not you, it's me. It's not you, Bath Salt Zombies. It's not you, it's me.
That's a new segment. It's not you, it's me.
I'm just too damn old for that. You know, if I was 20 and this came out, I would be... You know, I'd be so excited. It's the kind of movie. Well, the guy made the Puppet Massacre.
Puppet Monster Massacre. Yeah, Dustin Mills.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah,
that's a fun party movie. You know, you watch it with your friends with some libations, and it's you know, that's the only way to watch it. You know, that's great. Me. I don't have any friends. I didn't have any libations. I watched by myself. And
I'm the most honest reviewer on the planet. I love it.
I don't know. I don't want to dissuade people from buying. If you think you might enjoy a movie with the title of Bath Salt Zombies, you probably will.
I mean, if you're a zombie movie fan, is there zombie carnage in this?
Not a lot. There's one or two practical effects that were okay. And I like practical effects. I don't like CG.
Okay. You're old, man. Listen.
In this kind of movie, I don't like CGI. I don't like CGI blood. That's stupid. Anybody can buy some caro syrup and put some red food coloring in. That's all it takes to make blood.
You got to set up a squib on the person. Mm. It's got to have a charge on it. You can get hurt. Yeah. Are you kidding me? What do you mean? Put some blood together. And,
No, you know.
So you didn't like this movie.
I didn't like this movie a lot.
But you recommend it to people who might like movies like it.
It's kind of a thumb to the left. Like a hitchhiking thumb.
It seems like a thing right up the jacksy. I mean, you know, you're not really doing justice to this thing here.
You know, I don't want to... Listen, I understand it's really difficult to make a bad movie. I mean, what I mean is it's difficult to make a movie. It's just as difficult to make a bad movie as it is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're still... The work is there. Yeah. It takes long hours... Especially if it's independent, it takes...
But you're saying if this was rushed into production to cash in on the news, then there would have to be some corners cut. I like the director. I like Dustin Mills' work.
Okay.
I think he's an up-and-coming guy. I think somebody throws some money at him, you're going to see some really great work. I think there are some moments of brilliance in Bath Salt Zombies. And I think for the money that was spent, I mean, you've got something that stands up to other, you know, maybe even, you know, quadrupled or... more budgeted films in that genre. I think you are getting too old. And I am too, but I always have to kind of keep that part of my lizard brain in check and say, if I was 20 again, 25 again, smoking a joint with friends, this is the movie I want on. Like, I don't ever want to lose that.
Mm.
You know, that little bit of kind of like, yeah, you know? It just, if that came out, you think about the stuff that you gravitated toward back then, this would have been right there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. It would have been an indie classic. And in 20 years, people who are now 18, 15, watching this on VOD, getting the DVD, whatever it is, they might be their cult film. It might be their whatever, Texas Chainsaw or whatever people masturbate to for our age. Yeah, you know, why is he laughing?
He just masturbated to Texas
Chainsaw. Yeah, I think he did. Laughing from the man who did Shivers. Look,
I love the puppet movie a lot. My only problem with this one was the CGI. I mean, I'm getting tired of people shooting people in front of a green screen and then inserting backgrounds. It looks terrible.
Tough. I think it looks kind of like anime. I like it if it's done right, and I think Mills does it right. I like the way he does it. It kind of has these... If you do it with the right colors in the background, and it's almost like it's these psychedelic... kind of otherworldly type scenes, and I've seen it done really well in a couple indie films, and you gotta, you know, understand that the alternative is like the Todd Sheets, like spaghetti falling out of the guy's, you know, Iron Maiden t-shirt, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather see
that was when I was 15 years old, though. When
I'm saying there are guys that still do that today, and you and that CGI looks much better than the spaghetti sauce coming out of the, you know, the side of the shirt.
I'm not even so sure about that, but I think Justin's talented. I just think, I just think there's an over-reliance on the CG.
I think it's budgetary. I think there were guys like James Balsamo, one of the filmmakers that we represent, Cool as Hell, Hack Job, Spill Your Guts. He takes a lot of heat because all his effects are practical, and sometimes it's just like... He went to the butcher, got some meat, and threw it on the ground. Somebody gets a sword to the stomach, cut to a shot of the gore falling onto the ground, and that's it. That's the practical effect.
Why does he take heat for that?
He takes heat for that because he doesn't have the money to show like the ripped open stomach and the stuff's coming out. He doesn't have the budget for that, so he's cutting corners with editing, but it's taking heat. So the alternative is, yeah, he could do that shot in CGI. Probably cheaper than hiring a makeup effect. He doesn't know how to do it, I guess, right? If he's not a makeup guy, he has to hire somebody to come do it. If you want it to be good, you have to pay somebody to do it. And not just
say, Dustin's got the talent. I want to see him do something with some real sets and get away from the CG stuff because it's just distracting for me from the story.
Yeah, and I also, you know, knowing a little bit about Bath Salt Zombies, it was a work for hire for him. from another studio, so you know he was delivering a movie that he was paid to do. It's not one of his original productions, like Zombie A-Hole or Puppet Monster Massacre or Night of the Tentacles. Night of the Tentacles is crazy, man. Like, it's his stuff gets better consistently.
Right, right. I agree. You guys are about out of time.
Oh, the hell with you. I'm tired of you. The only time you come around is to tell us what to do. So, okay, so we've got a Bad Soul Zombies. We're mixed on Bad Soul Zombies.
We're mixed.
But I say go check it out. I say go watch a trailer and VOD it for $1.99. It's going to kill you?
Yeah.
What the hell? You know, pop some pills and watch the damn movie.
Pills
crack open
good,
a beer,
yeah.
Pills and beer, man. Yeah. That's okay, so next week, Pawn Shop will be reviewed.
So
see, it's still sealed.
P-A-W-N, Pawn Shop.
Pawn, yeah, not Pawn.
Yeah.
Pawn. Pawn Shop.
Well, it's a black movie, so
the price is always right.
Pawn.
This is the tagline. The price is always right at the pawn shop.
Oh.
And then a hilarious and irresistible comedy, but... there's no quotes. It's not attributed to anyone. It's just a statement on the box. A hilarious and irresistible comedy. Huh. And then on the back, laugh out loud funny. Again, not a quote.
Right.
So they're dead serious. When they put that on there, it must be good.
It has to be.
So review that next week.
Is this related to Barbershop? Is this sort of
Well, you see they're in there. You know, yeah. It might be a spinoff of sorts. The fumes of plus all these pawn shop shows that are on. Unlike Porn Shop, which is our prank call tonight. We're gonna have a prank call of the week.
We'll do a prank call of the week.
Every week, Todd. Keep that in mind, right? Producer man. Alright, we are wrapping up here. Okay? This has been the Movies Hate You Show.
Yeah.
Rob, Mr. Reed, movieshateyou@gmail.com. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Lee. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Like a king without a castle. Like a queen without a throne. What you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I never look behind me. My troubles will be few. Just as well.